Cornwall has been marking Thursday and Sunday's remembrance commemorations solemnly in the wake of a string of Cornish losses in Afghanistan. So this year, towns around Cornwall have not just been thinking of the people killed in the First and Second World Wars, but all the other battles since, including Iraq and Afghanistan. There was the silence on Thursday at 11 o'clock. And locals stopped too at 11 on Sunday.
I think it's vital that we remember those that have fallen for this country.
Do you know anyone who's sort of lost anyone in
I do, yes, I do. Olaf Schmid was a friend of my son, and it's very moving.
And I suppose it's important for people like yourself to support that family.
Absolutely, absolutely, always.
It's important to remember all servicemen and women that have died across the years from World War One all the way up to the present day. I came to the dedication ceremony for Olaf Schmidt when they dedicated the plaque that went in, and I was nearly moved to tears by it. It's important, especially for young people like myself, to never forget the sacrifice that men and women made across the years for peace and prosperity and harmony to allow us to have the lives we have today.
Now, as usual, Cornwall's capital has been the focal point for the duchy, especially as it remembers local hero Staff Sergeant Olaf Schmidt. The 30-year-old Truro man died in an explosion as he tried to defuse a device days before he was due to return home.
I'm James Williams. I'm the High Sheriff of Cornwall for this year. The remembrance parades and the services that we have right through the county are very, very important. And it's wonderful that the young people now are getting involved, particularly the school children and the students as well, because that will continue long after we've all finished.
Obviously, there have been a lot of families who've lost members of their family in the recent and the current wars that are going on, and people have lost friends. And just tell me what it means for everyone to be showing their support in Cornwall at this time.
Cornwall has great traditions of serving the military, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, the Navy and Air Force, and the people from Cornwall will always be very supportive of the families who work there. And I think that we do the remembrance services in a very, very special way because of that great connection that we have as a county.
My name is Mary Holborough and I'm Lord Lieutenant of Cornwall, and I think these sort of occasions are really important, because it's important that both the young and the old remember and respect and are thankful to the people who've actually lost their lives in the past serving for the country, and also for those who are out in places like Afghanistan as well. We want to think about what they are going through on our behalf.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun and in the morning we will remember them. We will remember them.
Cornwall's also remembered the brave deeds of other servicemen who lost their lives, such as 21-year-old rifleman Peter Matthews, Captain Daniel Reed of the Royal Logistic Corps, and 34-year-old Sergeant Paul Fox. Members of Cornwall's uniformed services and cadets paraded through the city on Sunday afternoon, laying wreaths at the war memorial. Meanwhile, large crowds gathered in the cold November wind to support the forces, their families and their friends.
Okay, I'm Shira Blake, I'm part of 730 Squadron, I'm a flight sergeant, and I'm shadowing Lady Mary today as the Lord Lieutenant's cadet.
Why is this important to you personally?
Because I feel that we have to remember those who have died in service for our country.
I'm Petty Officer Cadet Close, Rhiannon Close, from Falmouth and Perrin Sea Cadet Unit, and I'm again shadowing Lady Mary's Lord Lieutenant's Cadet. This is sort of our first major event after just being sort of taken on as Lord Lieutenant's Cadet, and it's sort of shadowing Lady Mary to her official engagement and royal events.
Father of all mercies, grant that our remembrance this day may be consecrated for practical service and the world made better for our children's children. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. support the weak, help the afflicted, honour everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.